Everybody out there, give me a second while I wait for the court reporter and stuff.
See if you remember this quote. The results have been sealed in a sealed jar. Sitting under the porch in a sealed pumpkin wagon jar.
Are they laughing?
Yes.
Okay, I'm about to turn the microphone on and start recording. Thank you.
I don't blame you.
Okay, we are back.
We are back, and I recognize Greg Wyman, counselor to the CCAC, to present the results of the score.
Once again, as with yesterday, these are out of a possible score of 30 points. Design number one received 3 votes. Design number 1A received 25, making it the high scoring design. Design number 2 received 18. Design 2A receiving 8. Design 3 receiving 6, and 3A receiving 6. So once again, out of a possible 30 points, design 1A is the committee's high-scoring design at 25.
Ask the committee, are there any motions? Dennis?
This is Dennis Tucker. I don't think this requires a motion, but I would just, for the record, like to recommend that we recommend to the Secretary of the Treasury design 1A.
Is there a second for the motion?
Peter Ralphin, second.
Robin Salmon, second.
I'm sorry, this is Jennifer. Dr. Brown. Mike Moran has his hand raised.
Okay. Well, I did, but I wasn't quick enough. I would like for the person that voted for number one, if they didn't vote for number 1A, to consider shifting their vote. And for the simple reality that we have to buck the CFA choice, and if we want to have a good chance of getting our 1A choice in there, we need to get as many points on it as we can. It's just the reality of what it is.
Mr. Chairman, can I comment? In fact, that is not one person. That is the three represents other people's votes. The people who voted gave votes to one also voted for 1A fully.
So
okay.
a question for council.
Yes.
Ms. Lawrence, but a question for council. To do what Mike is suggesting, would we not have to take a re-vote?
Yeah, it isn't the way. In other words, it wasn't 1A did not receive the maximum vote, not because people voted for 1, but because there were other people who simply didn't vote for 1A.
So
I'm with it. I'm not going to make a motion. We make this unanimous.
There is already a motion on the table to make the recommendation. So that's keeping in mind, this is Greg Wyman, the council. The scoring is a tool. The scoring is not itself a recommendation. So the tool that you use to gauge interest has given you the score. The motion on the table actually is the recommendation of the committee.
So we have a motion on the table. We have a second. Is there any further conversation or discussion on the motion?
I will amend to make it a unanimous motion. Dennis will agree with that.
This is a friendly amendment to make it unanimous.
Oh, well, I think our vote would. Yes.
So it's an accepted.
Yeah,
you accept as a friendly amendment. Mm-hmm. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
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 Any opposition? Hearing none? Is the motion carries?
Unanimously.
Yeah, unanimous. For the record. Are there any other motions with respect to this program? Seeing none, since all discussion on this program has concluded, I'd like to thank, and really thank from the depth of our hearts, Ms. Ross, for your continued efforts to make this known to all the American public about the phenomenal achievements of this fantastic African-American woman. So thank you so much, and thank you for attending today. And you may just continue to join with us if you desire, but if you have other things to do, that's your option as well. The second item today for our review is the reverse candidate designs for the 2024 Woman Quarter honoring Cecilia Cruz. April Stafford, again, the chief of the Mint's Office of Design Management, will introduce the program and present the reverse candidate designs for this quarter.
Thank you. This is April Stafford. Some background on this program. Celia Cruz was a distinguished Cuban-American artist who became an international superstar and cultural icon. By celebrating her Cuban culture, she also helped Afro-Latino Americans embrace their own heritage. Cruz was a dazzling performer who had a powerful voice, energetic stage presence, and a unique style that endeared her to fans worldwide and across generations. One of few women to succeed in the male-dominated world of salsa music, the Queen of Salsa performed all over the world for more than 5 decades and recorded more than 50 albums. Her musical skills, combined with her elaborate costumes and her signature catchphrase, azúcar, sugar in Spanish, electrified audiences worldwide. What began as a seemingly simple request for sugar in her Cuban coffee while dining at a restaurant, azúcar became so much more. Some attribute it to a rallying cry in remembrance of all enslaved Afro-Latinos in Cuba and the Caribbean forced to work the sugarcane fields. I believe we are honored to have Omer Padillo, our liaison for this program, with us. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. Padillo. Would you care to say a few words to the committee? You're on mute, sir.
Sorry. Hi, good morning. My name is Omer Pardillo, former manager of Celia Cruz and executive of her estate. With great honor in this meeting, honoring the late Celia Cruz with a coin, I think it's one of the highest achievements that Celia has had since her passing. And there have been many, but this is a very, very important achievement for her legacy. I think you have made a summary of Celia's career and what she's getting honored. If you have any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer. The family and the estate have chosen the option number one to be the primary option for this design. And also option number three would be our second choice. It's CCR03. I'm happy here to answer any questions in reference to the designs for Celia's legacy.
This is April. Thank you so much, Mr. Pardillo. And we'll move on to looking at the preferences. So as was noted, design one was identified as the primary preference of our liaison, as well as the recommendation by the CFA. All right, so this design is a dynamic portrait of Celia Cruz flashing her dazzling smile while performing in a rumba-style dress. Her signature catchphrase, azúcar, is inscribed on the right. Again, this is the primary preference of the estate and the recommendation of the CFA. Reverse 2 depicts Celia Cruz singing while gesturing boldly with her left hand and holding a microphone in her right, with the additional inscription Queen of Salsa overlaid on the portrait. The background swirl represents her exhilarating energy and rhythm of the music. And reverse 3 features a portrait of the glamorous, vivacious Celia Cruz singing and flashing her infectious and exuberant smile. The additional inscription is Azúcar. Again, as Mr. Pardillo noted, this is the estate's secondary preference. Reverse 4 depicts Celia Cruz in motion as if captured in the midst of an elaborate salsa dance move on stage, and the additional inscription includes the Queen of Salsa. Finally, reverses 5 and 5A depict Celia Cruz mid-performance surrounded by sculpted waves that symbolize the energy of her powerful voice. Below her, the straight lines, reminiscent of piano keys, move the viewer's eyes from the bottom left towards her name, with musical notes radiating in between the distinctive lines. That concludes the candidate designs.
Thank you so much. Are there any technical or legal questions from the committee about this program or designs?
This is Peter Van Alphen, and this is a question for Joe Mena. On reverse one, if I'm reading this correctly, Celia would be incus, and Cruz would be relief. Is that correct?
This is Joe Mena, yes.
Is there any reason why there's one relief and the other incus?
This is Joe Mena again. Yes, because of the nature of relief, everything that goes to the edge needs to taper, but the body's fuller, is more full. I believe it's they don't articulate, when I see more full, I see them visually. number one, I'm assuming it's the artist's intent for Celia to pop out, but number two, we wouldn't be able to raise it. The relief on the edge of the coin, the body is necessarily going to be higher than the sleeve, so it would be more difficult also just technically to have the raised text above her body. The relief height would not accommodate it. That okay. The relief height available at that part of the coin would not accommodate it.
All right, thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments from the members of the committee regarding the legal or technical matters? Hearing none, let us begin our consideration. I'd like to again remind our members to please try to keep your comments to 5 minutes or less. And additionally, if members have additional questions, please know that we will have an opportunity to share those, for you to pose those later on. For the benefit of the court reporter and those calling in, I ask that you state your name before you begin speaking. Let us begin our considerations with Sam Gill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sam Gill. I too like number one. This woman was just a powerhouse. If you can remember ever seeing her perform on YouTube or anything that you can find her on, I mean, she's just fun to watch. And I think number one does capture her as well as it's possible to capture her on a coin. I liked 5 and 5A from the standpoint that I found them very interesting, but there's the detail in them, it would just get washed up in a quarter from my taste. So with that said, my choice would be number one. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's turn now to Peter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have to say, I really love number one.
I'm sorry, Peter. I can repeat your name.
Oh, Peter Van Alphen. Yeah. I have to say, I really love number one. I think that this is a really dynamic, joyful portrait. And one of the things I like about it also is the extended left hand, which seems to engage the audience and invite them, you know, into the moments portrayed here. So I'm more than happy to support that design. I think it certainly is the best of the lot here. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's turn out to Hawkcourt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Padillo, bienvenidos al comité. Welcome to the committee. This is an absolute honor, and it just makes me once again, it reaffirms my love for this country, and it makes me so proud to see someone who was born in another country, who became a United States citizen, who did so much for this country, and who received so much for this country, be honored in this way. Not many people make, when you make it onto a coin, you know, you've made it. And I'm emotional. I love this woman. She brought so many of us into salsa and other forms of music. And this is just so great. I don't have the right words to express. This reaffirms that this country is moving in the right direction when we recognize all Americans, regardless of national origin or anything like that. I'm just so proud today to be an American citizen. Thank you.
Design.
One A. One A. I'm sorry, I meant one.
Good. Turning off to Dennis Tucker.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. And thank you, Dr. Fuller. I want to echo what you just said. I have personal connections to Puerto Rico, not to Cuba, but I have listened to a lot of Latin music and a lot of salsa and a lot of Celia Cruz, and I love Celia Cruz, Mr. Pardillo, I'll tell you that. And I look at this coin and I can hear her shouting, Azúcar! Mm-hmm. And it's if you've ever heard her music, you can hear that in your head when you look at this coin. I love its vibrancy, its action, it's a wonderful portrait. I want to talk a little bit about how her name is depicted too, with Celia being in Q's. And Peter, you mentioned this. I do see that as a design choice, because for salsa music, for Latin music, if you say Celia, people know who you're talking about, mm-hmm. right? It's like saying Elvis or Dolly or Aretha or Elton. You know, you don't have to say the last name. People know Celia. And so I liked having Celia set apart like that. I think that's an elegant touch. I don't know if it was intended by the artist, but I suspect it was. Number one is a beautiful design. I'm very excited to see this in the nation's pocket change. So thank you, Mr. Pardillo. Thank you to the Mint's art staff and for the artist for bringing a wonderful portfolio. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you. Let's turn now to John Saunders.
I liked all three. The last one I thought was very, number five was very artistic, but not something I think would go on a coin well. But the first four, I thought, wow, this is going to be a hard decision. And number one, I worry about just a touch what it's going to look like after it's been in circulation for 10 or 20 years. But it is going to be so magnificent as a proof with frosted highlights, and I wait to see what our Mint personnel do with that, that I have to be in favor of number one. It's a dynamic design, and okay, if it wears a little bit, it wears a little bit, but I want my proof.
Thank you so much. Let's turn now to Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Dean Kotlowski. I too am in favor of number one. For all of the comments that were stated earlier, and those are my comments. I think it's a terrific
point.
Thank you
so much. Beauty and brevity. We appreciate that. Let's turn now to Robin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Robin Salmon. I never saw Celia Cruz perform live, but I did see her on television, and what a dynamo, as well as a wonderful singer. She could just reach out to the audience and grab you individually, even if you're watching on television. And I feel that number one portrays that dynamism. It's a good likeness, and it's energetic, which is so much what she was about. So my support goes with number one. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's turn now to Art.
This is Art Bernstein, number one.
Mike Moran.
This is Mike Moran, number one.
Thank you so much. And this is Lawrence Brown, and I want to to support the comments by my colleagues about the significance of the design and the beauty of all the art here, but especially number one. Are there any additional comments or motions from members at this time? Mike and Joe, do you have additional comments?
No, sir. I have no comment.
Okay. Thank you. Well, now the committee will score. Again, we are being recessed for 10 minutes.
I think she got to see it.